My name is Jessica Wilson. I direct the ELI Wetlands Program. I'm one of four ELI staff. We're going to be here with you over the next 2.5 days. Roxanne Thomas is in the back of the room right there. She's a policy analyst here at ELI, and she directs the National Wetlands Awards Program. Zach Lamb and Maria Fox. Maria. Recording. Both are research associates. I'd like to spend a minute just giving you a very quick overview of ELI's wetlands program if you're not familiar with it. There are two main phases of our wetlands program, the National Wetlands Newsletter and the National Wetlands Awards Program. ELI has administered the awards program since 1989 in cooperation with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and more recently with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, NRCS, NOAA Fisheries, USDA Forest Service, and most recently, the Corps. Yes? Can everyone watch that?
Yes.
Okay. We're hoping that you will be able to join us tomorrow night for the award ceremony. You should have all gotten an invitation by email and in your packets, and if not, there's some in the back of the room also. It's an incredibly uplifting event, and in the world of wetlands, as you know, there's not a lot of good news stories out there, and this is a really great opportunity to see wonderful people doing good work on the ground, and it's a wonderful event, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it tomorrow night. The second part of our wetlands program, the other mainstay, is the National Wetlands Newsletter. It's now in its 25th year of publication, give or take, and there are copies in the back right there if you want to see them. Also, the program for the National Wetlands Awards ceremony, which the tomorrow night event is in here with profiles of all the winners, so if you want to take a look at that, feel free. ELI also conducts a lot of wetlands research under federal grants and cooperative agreements and with foundation funding as well. One example of which is Thanks and Fees, a report we put out in 2001, and I think I probably talked to a lot of people in this room as we were working on this. It discusses the extended nature of mitigation banking and the fee mitigation activities across the nation. Just an example of the kind of wetlands research that we do. Over the past several years, we also administer training courses, conferences, and seminars like this. And concurrent with this, this week in Washington is the Wetlands Law and Regulation course, which we do every year in partnership with ALIAVA, which is the American Law Institute, American Bar Association. We're going to lose Mark Siddle and John Gooden for parts of this conference because they're being pulled over there to talk to the lawyers. This is much, much more fun. The only fun part of that conference is that we started doing a field trip associated with it. And I started doing that the first few years I did it. And you get to bring these lawyers out in the field and get their money. And inevitably, a few show up wearing like their wingtips. And since 2001, ELI has been working with an interdisciplinary wetlands federal group of wetland agencies, which has kind of evolved into this MAC work group. For example, in 2001, we facilitated the second stakeholder forum on federal wetland mitigation, and that was held in Baltimore, Maryland. I know a few of you were there. And in July 2003, we sponsored the third stakeholder forum and in Portland, Oregon. And both of these documents are in the back of the room and on our website. And this fall, we're going to be administering the fourth stakeholder forum in Tampa. I wanted to make sure that you all are aware that this event is being recorded. It's a little bit misleading because it doesn't amplify at all. But we will, and this is all over, have this whole event posted on our website with audio recordings of all the presentations, as well as your PowerPoint presentations and relevant links. So it's a good record.
Stick to the material.
Restrooms are on the 7th floor, and there's only one elevator that comes up to the 7th floor. Restrooms are on the 6th floor. They're across from the elevators, and you'll find yourself in the offices of the Resources for the Future. You can either take this stairwell right here, or the elevators down 1 floor. And there's also restrooms in the basement. ELI's offices are on the 2nd floor. If for any reason you need business support services while you're here, I would grab Zach or Maria and they can take you down and find someone who can help you out. I, at this point, am going to turn it over to Mark Sudol, who is the chief of the Army Corps of Engineers headquarters. regulatory branch here in Washington, D.C. You're going to be hearing from him a few times over the course of these days. Prior to coming to Washington, he headed up the regulatory program in the Corps' Los Angeles district.
Can I ask you some real quick? Is the award ceremony space limited? I didn't get all the SVP in.
No. Okay. And it's tomorrow night. We'll give you directions how to get there, and there are invitations back there. It's from 6 to 8, and cocktails and orders. I'll tell you more. Okay.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
How's everybody doing? I'm glad you're here. Welcome you, and I'd like to welcome y'all from the NAF group. I'm going to identify that in a second. But first, I want to thank ELI for doing all the work. Jessica, Zach, Roxanne, and Marie.
Maria.
Maria. They get a big round of applause because they did all the grunt work we did. Whatever that says about the Corps and EPA, I'm involved.
In conjunction.
Yes. But I would like to say, you know, this is very important to us on the map and in the Corps, because we are moving to this larger arena. And we're going to be moving it faster than people thought we were going to, but this is one of the big efforts going to get us there. We're doing a lot more in the Corps to move this along faster. We're coordinating with EPA on a lot of things. So your input this week is vitally important to us, and we'll be listening and trying to get a lot out of it. So please be honest. Give us the information. Just remember it's recorded, so Kathy, no swearing.
You're no phone.
Very briefly, I want to identify the MAP folks that are here. And I'm getting old, so I need reading glasses already. So if you're in the MAP, please stand up. And the reason for that is during the week, if people have input or comments to MAP folks, grab one of these folks and talk to him or her, either on the side or whatever. And that's another way to do it. So start Fred, Fred Bank, Federal Highways. And since I didn't explain all the other folks on the map group, Federal Highways is another one, and also at least one, Bob Rumbaugh from our Corps of Engineers, stand up. Stand up.
I think he's taller than you are.
He's with our Institute for Water Resources. He's our group that does technical, between the technical and the policy. He's been very important, very vital. Colleen Charles, is she here today? Haven't seen her. She's with USGS, and they're not really part of the map, but they are having input. Jeanette Gallagher, all right. Jeanette, Fish and Wildlife Service. She used to work for the Corps, so she's a good person. John, he's already standing. John Gooden, Chief of the Wetlands at the EPA for another week or two. He can talk about that. Chris Hamilton. Another Fish and Wildlife Service person. He's a good guy, too, but I don't know for him.
He needs to be caught.
Okay, good. You got to keep standing, because you want to make sure everybody can see who you are. I'll go through quick. Palmer asked me if I had slides. I said, no, I only got 5 minutes.
So I'm not going to design.
Katie McGlynn from Office of NOAA Fisheries, Office of Habitat. Alan Miller, he's our development assignment with the Corps. Tracy Nadeau. Did I say that right, Tracy?
Yes.
Okay, close enough. She's the EPA Wetlands. Meg Smith is not here, I don't think. I don't see her. I think she's dropping off her son to daycare. Susan Marie Stedman, NOAA Fisheries. She's been real helpful. She's come to our national conference hall, so to speak. Myself, obviously, Richard Sumner, EPA. Billy Teals, I don't think I see him here. He's with the Department of Agriculture. And Matthew Trout, which we've all met from the Corps of Engineers. So feel free during the week, those folks not on there, if there's something you have a comment on or something you see us doing or want to get something out, grab any of the math folks or any of us that are here. Like I said, John and I will be coming in and out, but all the rest of us will probably be here all the time. So please grab and take your time to give us your input. We really appreciate it. And if you have any questions, you can jump in at any time, and I think I'm done. Any questions for me? Thank you all, and have a good 3 days.